College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
What a call, what a moment. Bedlam at the bank, not the park, as one of our callers mentioned a few minutes ago.
That was unbelievable.
It was a tough spot for Chris, but a great spot for Bryce Harper. Great call by Fransky. And a big part of the reason why a lot of people, including Kyle, think Bryce Harper deserves an automatic spot on the top five Phillies of the last 25 years.
I think what I'm noticing about a lot of people right now, and I think this is a mistake, people are lumping in that 2022 run with the teams the next 2 years and their failures. And I don't think that's fair. I understand it's a lot of the same faces, mostly all the same faces, besides adding Trey Turner. But man, like, they weren't supposed to be there that year. And that was a time we actually had fun watching that. That every time I hear that call, I get chills. There were more moments in that playoff run than there were in the next two playoff runs combined.
I think the run, starting with the Cardinals series, right, when they won it off the Segura.
The ninth inning.
Yep, and then into the Braves and Padres in the World Series. I probably was at four or five of the home games, and it was like the most fun 3 weeks. If you remember back, Kyle, the Eagles were undefeated.
Yeah,
and
that's
yet,
right.
The Phillies were the story.
All we wanted to talk about were the Phillies. Yep. I mean, that was, the Eagles that year was funny. I remember that now that you bring it up. I feel like the Eagles just were kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, it was like the Steelers and the Cowboys.
They played the Texans. I think, that same night that the Phillies were in the World Series. It was a Thursday night game, and not a lot of people were watching it. We just came in the next day and reacted to the Phillies. Like, the Phillies took this city by storm that month. They dominated the conversation over the Philadelphia Eagles, who were undefeated. Like, let that sink in. I think it's a mistake by everybody to group that team with the team the next 2 years. And I understand that they got no hit by the Astros in the World Series, and that sucked. And that sort of started the cracks for people. It was like, uh-oh, this offense sort of falls apart in the big moments. But before that, nobody was saying that. They were hitting clutch. I mean, Bryce Harper was a monster at the plate in that postseason. Like, I just implore everybody to try and look back a little bit more fondly on that 22 run and separate it from the 23-24. I know it's hard to do.
So do you think that's why Harper's not getting the automatic spot? So that might be part of it, right? Because the last 2 years have not worked out, and he hasn't won anything here yet. At least, won the World Series yet. I also think part of this, because I said this to Kyle on the break here. If we had had this conversation a year ago, which really wouldn't have made sense because it wasn't quite the quarter century, but you know what I mean. Like, if we had the conversation a year ago, best Philly since 2000, I think Harper would have been on almost every list.
Yes.
But I think I mean, I don't know how else to say it besides this, and maybe I'll be proved wrong, and he turns it back around. It looks like he's in decline.
Yeah,
I think it's hitting people that it's not continuing. Mm-hmm. Like, meanwhile, Wheeler is continuing to dominate, and maybe we've already seen the best of Bryce.
Sure.
And it's just another year has gone by, or it's not over. We're halfway through, but where he's probably not an MVP level player.
Yeah.
So you start as I did in the first segment. I kind of added up his career, and it's like, all right, he's been great in October. He's had one special regular season, probably two or three other really good regular seasons. A lot of injuries, a lot of missed games. It's really good. But automatic spot, Utley, Rollins, Howard, Hamels, Wheeler, those are the automatics.
I just think too many people have soured on, or that 22 run, that 22 team, that 22 version of Bryce Harper in that postseason hasn't aged well. And it's granted, it's their fault. Because the next two seasons,
it's all their fault.
Right. Like, 2023 was a disaster. There's no way in hell they should have lost to the Diamondbacks. And winning the division last year and then coming up short against your hated rival, the New York Mets. I understand that bothers people. But, like, I think people are sort of forgetting the way that they felt in that 2022 run. And I know people think we're Title Town USA right now because of what the Eagles did last season. But, like, Go back to your Philadelphia roots, man. We don't win too many championships in this town. They're hard to come by. Like, they are few and far between. And some of the best runs that we've had in the city, the 04 Eagles, the 01 Sixers, and the 2022 Phillies, like, those are some of our favorite moments as fans. And I just think it's getting lost in the shuffle of what the Phillies did the next two seasons.
Well, I do think, to go back to your point on 22, the reason that was so special, and especially like the Hoskins bat slam and all that, because baseball was dead here for a while. And it was like...
10 years.
It was like it almost awoke from the dead very fast. Right. It just like all of a sudden, one playoff series, like, oh my goodness, it's back.
Yep. And I wasn't around for this team, but everybody adores the 93 Phillies, who I think kind of... They remind me a little bit of the 2022 Phillies, like a team that wasn't supposed to be there. Ended up going on a run and losing to a team that ended up, you know, at the end of the day, winning back-to-back World Series.
Yeah, that Blue Jays team was better.
The Blue Jays team, right. But it almost worked to the Phillies' benefit that they never repeated that run, because then people just had that 1 year to look back fondly on. But they failed, just like the 2022 Phillies. It just hurts the Phillies in people's minds that they went back to the NLCS. Like, that doesn't compute for me necessarily.
Yeah, I get it, but also it's hard to take away those memories, right? Like, of the failures in Game 7 against Arizona. I get it all. And Bryce hasn't yet finished it. I mean, that's the truth. Aaron is in San Diego. By the way, before we take Aaron's call, Aaron did send me a message saying he was sorry to you yesterday.
Why?
Well, he felt he was a little heavy-handed with his phone call.
Well, Aaron's a jerk. That's okay.
What's up, Aaron?
It's nothing I don't expect.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Boy, I'll tell you, man. Chris, listen to Chris from Middle Earth. I ranked that right up there. Was watching paint dry.
That was tough. That was it. That was
you know. That was a rough call,
particularly bad Chris call.
I usually defend most callers when they're doing their thing. Chris had way better days.
Chris deserves all the crap he's gonna get
today,
for that call.
I think he misspelled Douglas. I'm not even sure what happened there.
Miserable call.
And to all you people out there, you got to wait for tomorrow for the fireworks with me and Kyle. Today is, you know, we're going to stick to the topic. I got my top five list.
Wow.
It might shock a few people, but I do have a theme that I'm going with.
Okay.
So my top five: Aaron Nola, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Cole Hamels, and the man that had as many memorable spots in the World Series run, our very own, the leader in the locker room, Rhys Hoskins.
So before you go on, let me guess your theme. It's a combination of longevity and homegrown fills.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Our boys.
You know, now, Aaron, I don't think it's crazy the way you did yours. I did mine differently, right? I have Zach Wheeler on there. But Aaron Nola, he has a case. I mean, he has had an incredibly long and good career. Now, obviously, this year has been a disaster for him. But he's had a really, really, really good Phillies career. And the Hoskins thing, while I don't think he's on the same level as some of these other guys we talked about, like Bryce as a player, you know, that home run, the bat slam, did spark everything that eventually led to Bedlam at the Bank.
It's a sentimental list by Aaron.
Yeah, it is.
I can respect it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it really is. And Aaron Nola, you know, in this world that we live in today, we have such short-term memories. We kind of forget what Aaron Nola was for us. He was a Zach Wheeler for us for a lot of years.
He was. I mean, he was really probably a number two in his prime that had to be their number one because he was their best pitcher, and it obviously worked out better when he became the two, when Wheeler became the one. But you're right. I mean, Aaron, his 2018 season really gets forgotten here. I think he finished third in the Cy Young behind DeGrom and Scherzer. Like, he was great that year.
And I got two things off topic. Now, Joe, when I had those loyal VIP listeners out in San Diego.
Yes.
One made an accusation that you're not a true vegetarian. Is that true?
Well, I guess I'm a pescatarian. If we're being,
We go. So we could hang out together. We could break bread together.
You don't want to. I don't think you want
to
do that.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, yeah. If you come to Philadelphia, we could. Yeah, I mean, or if I ever go to San Diego, yeah. But yeah, sure.
I'm not going to be there.
Kyle's not coming.
Yes, there's so many. We got. Oh man, we got mahi.
Oh, I do like
that. Shrimp. You got crab. We got all of it. And then hey, the other thing is the only comfort, and I say this all the time, but the only comfort I take in being a Sixers fan right now is the fact that it's only a matter of time before the Commanders become the NFL's version of the Sixers. I mean, they are going for the all 2012 all pro team. I mean, it is absolutely a wonderful thing to see. We keep getting younger. They keep getting older. I love the fact that everybody is pumping them up and is disrespecting the birds. But hey, how about those birds? And how about being the best team in sports this year?
The ESPY Award winner, Aaron. We appreciate. Yes,
well deserved.
Totally well deserved. Aaron was referencing the Von Miller signing. We're going to get to that in the Commanders and what they did yesterday. Yeah, we'll get to him. And the Josh Harris thing. He usually has success when he's not with the Sixers.
Yeah. I was going to say, same ownership. I mean, if they go down the path of the Sixers, well, that'd surprise anybody?
I wouldn't, actually. Juice is in South Philly.
All the way around the corner.
Oh, Juice.
Okay.
Juice. What's around the corner, Juice?
Juice.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Juice.
All right, so I agree with you, Joe, on most. But one thing before I get to my list.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, you're my favorite personality on the radio station. I told you this before, right? Check this out.
But
there is no comparison between Bryce Harper and Allen Iverson. It's not comparable. And it's not because of the 0-1 run. Allen Iverson was an icon that transcended basketball.
Sure.
There's a difference. And with that said, Harper's not on my list. So this is what I have. Howard 1. I have Rollins 2. I have Hamels 3. Utley 4. And then everybody seems to forget that put the Phillies back on the mat when nobody wanted to come to Philly and we were nothing but a terribly run organization.
Tomey?
He built the bank.
Tomey.
He built the bank. Jim Tomey.
You know, and Juice, it's certainly an interesting name and one that I didn't consider, but it's not crazy. You're in terms of importance to kind of flipping things, and you go back to that time, Juice, because that was right after Scott Rolen left, right? Scott, they had the issue with Rolen on the contract. He didn't want to sign. He didn't believe they were invested in winning. And then Tomey kind of changed that narrative back the other way that the Phillies cared about winning.
Agreed. And that's kind of why I have to put him up there. I know he didn't have Benham at the bank like Harper did, but he had a lot of home runs, man, that just put butts in the seat and brought Philly fans back to being fans again. He didn't win a ring, and it wasn't that, but it was just the importance of him just signing here when no one else wanted to be here, and then what he did when he was here, you know, is lifted a whole city up. I mean, to me, I kind of give that to him over Harper because of recency bias with Harper. I feel like after his MVP year, he kind of, I mean, he's been a little injury-prone, and he does have a lot on his plate. But, you know, that also comes with signing that big contract.
Well, it does. Yeah. Now, Juice, I think the Tomey point is interesting. I don't think it's – like, for me, it wasn't top five worthy, but he's not wrong.
No.
Like, the Phillies were pretty rudderless at that point, and they had no veterans making real money. Like, and the Rolen thing was embarrassing. I mean, Scott Rolen was a Hall of Fame caliber player that basically – publicly said, I don't think you guys really care about winning. And then Tomey kind of changed the narrative.
Yeah, in a similar way, ushered in the next era, I guess, of like when the Phillies took things seriously.
But he wasn't here for the winning.
Right.
They moved on from
it. Now, let me just be clear, because I know the Bryce Harper and Allen Iverson comparison put people's antennas up a little bit. Allen Iverson was like a cultural icon. Like, I understand the impact off the court that Allen Iverson had. I'm less so comparing that, and I'm trying to put people in the mindset of those two runs and how similar they were. And I think, again, same comparison with the 93 Phillies, that Sixers team didn't go back. Like, it almost benefited them that was the one-off run, 2001, and then they didn't really come close to that after that. Like, it shouldn't be a detriment to the Phillies that they went back to the NLCS the next year and how fondly we look back on that 2022 run.
I don't think the comp is crazy that you made. I actually think their careers are kind of similar.
Yeah.
Like they're now, AI, I understand, obviously, the caller mentioned, was more of a cultural icon.
Right.
But they both were, like, special players in their
yes.
sport. They both, from a very young age, became stars.
Yep.
Like, Iverson, the crossover of MJ, and, like, pretty quickly, he was, like, everyone knew Allen Iverson.
Phenom.
Yeah, phenom, right. Bryce was a phenom when he was 16
yep.
and became the number one pick. I think it's pretty similar. They
yeah.
got they each got to one championship round, right, the
right.
finals or the World Series, lost to a way better team. I think there is something to that.
Yeah, and just, I understand this, but what hurts Harper in these lists is that there are way more great Phillies
yes.
that you could make a case
yes.
for to put on the list than Allen Iverson. But I just think when you look back 10 years from now at whatever this Phillies team, whatever the run ends up being, whether that's the pinnacle in 2022 or if they end up winning a championship for good or for bad, it's going to fall on Bryce Harper's shoulders, just like we do with Jalen Hurts, just like we do with Joel Embiid. It's same energy for everybody. Bryce Harper is the face, whether he's the best player on the team or not. He is the face of this Phillies era of baseball.
215-592-9494. Angelo in Westchester. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Angelo. What's up, buddy?
So I have a question, Kyle. Why would I not consider the last 2 years of the Phillies runs when we see, because it's in the last 25 years, we take into account 09 when we went back to the World Series, mm-hmm. lost, 10 and 11. Why would we not count when we consider Harper as a top five player, when we consider all the other guys, why would we not consider Harper like 23-24?
Well, so I think part of that, what you've just brought up with the 09 team, 10, 11, going backwards, I think has put that, it put a sour taste in a lot of Philadelphia fans' minds. And that's sort of reflecting on this team because they see a very similar pattern. Now people are just upset that they didn't win the World Series in 2022 like they did in 08. But like, I don't know, like, Angelo, when you were watching that 2022 Phillies team, was that not, like, one of the most fun times you've ever had being a Philadelphia sports fan?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was at three of the games.
Right.
I was lucky enough to be able to get there.
Yep. And then,
yeah, it was definitely run outside of the Eagles,
sure.
100%.
Yeah, but was your mindset before that season, this is a World Series team?
It probably 100%, no.
No, before, yeah, no, it wasn't. Before. Like, so that's why the 2023 team, I think, was the start of people taking this Phillies team seriously because of what they did that year before. That year before was just so unexpected that I almost view it as like a separate entity from the next few years. Like 23, it was like time to get serious. And then they blew it because the expectations were raised like 1,000,000% from what they were before the 22 season. The 22 season was just so fun, so out of nowhere. And I just think it's lost its luster to a lot of fans and almost like unfairly. Like that was so fun and people are just sort of letting that go. Like it's fading off into the abyss.
Yeah, that I 100% agree with completely. And for my top five list, it's hard because at the five spot, my one's Rollins, two's Hamels, three's Howard, four's Wheeler, and I don't. It's hard because I want to say Chooch at five, and I don't think a lot of people would agree with Chooch at five.
Mm-mm.
But that arguably the best catcher that we've seen in the last 25 years.
Wow, real Muto, and I love Chooch, and Chooch was a tremendous, you know, pitch caller, and he coached all the no hitters. But real Muto's best, Angelo, was way better than Chooch.
Mm-hmm. Yes and no, but they're both in the top 10, but I definitely think Utley tops them out there at the five.
Well, I'm glad you said, Angelo, I was waiting for it, because if you didn't have, I was about to lose it if you didn't have Utley in there. He has to be in.
Well, this is why Harper needs an automatic spot.
No.
You're putting Chooch in there.
Why would Harper need an automatic
you
spot?
You put Carlos Ruiz in your top five.
But Angelo's right, that Harper doesn't deserve an automatic spot. Angelo, we appreciate it. I want to throw this in, because this is like three people now that have either not had Utley altogether or have been fringe Utley. If you're someone like Kyle that thinks Harper deserves an automatic spot, Utley is so clearly an automatic.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna throw some numbers at you, and it means we're either over. If you think Utley's not quite as great as people think, then Harper definitely isn't. And if you think Harper is so great, then Utley is better. So I pulled up Harper since he got here. This is all the Harper years as a Philly compared to Utley in his prime, right? 7 years. So 7 years for each player. Utley clears him in hits. He clears home runs, which I think probably would surprise people. He had more home runs from 2005 to 12 or 11, I guess it was, than Harper since he got here. He has more RBI, more stolen bases, better batting average. The on-base is basically the same. The slugging is basically the same. The OPS is very close. I mean, like, if anything else, they're, like, the same offensively.
Yeah, Utley played a lot more games than Bryce Harper did. And that, I think, that should be a mark for Chase Utley. He was an all-star, what, five straight years?
Right, I didn't five all-stars right. Compared to the two.
Yep. So, I think you're right. Like, whatever is better than automatic, like, engraved or set in stone, like, yeah, Chase Utley should absolutely be on everybody's list. It's the Harper one that I think is, like, the sticking point, or should be at least. I'm very surprised at the lack of Chase Utley early on.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes people do the thing where they pick one of their favorites. It doesn't mean you don't like the other. Like, I liked Utley the best.
That's how it works.
But Rollins was awesome, too. Let's go to Dave in Maryland. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? Trying to bring some clarity back to this call.
Well, that's going to be hard.
With the chooch and the, like, give me a break. I would say there's two locks, and one is Utley, and two is Harper. And then my other three would be Howard, Rollins, and Roy Halladay. The reason I say Harper is because we were losers for 8 years before he got here. And he brought us back to the adult table as far as baseball goes, and we weren't sitting at the kids' table anymore. There might not be a Schwarber, there might not be a Wheeler if Harper's not here, because
it's true.
He brought back that credibility of Philadelphia being a place to play that's important. And I was at Bedlam at the bank, and that is one of the top moments of my sports watching life. Just chills. Like, when you played that, I'm on a walk right now. Got goosebumps just listening to it. And, you know,
people forget, Dave. People forget.
No one forgets Bedlam at the bank.
People forget. Chris got the name wrong.
Oh, Chris had a bad day. Nobody listening forgot Bedlam at the bank. It just happened.
I thought the way things are going on this call, I thought Eric Bruntlett's going to get a.
Well, when we heard Chooch, yeah, I mean, it's not quite John Dorenbos for the Eagles. Listen, Dave, we appreciate the phone call. No one forgot Bedlam at the bank except Chris. Let me just say this. And again, if Harper's on your list, I'm not mad at you. I just don't think it deserves an automatic spot. I'm hearing a lot of similar stuff for the Harper thing as the Jalen Hurts. Change the culture, intangibles. Like, you know, him signing here doesn't give him an automatic spot.
No, but he tipped the weenie scale.
All right, he did. He did. But there was also a lot of weenies here for 3 or 4 years until Schwarber showed up. They lost a lot of games to Bryce Harper.
But to his point, is Schwarber coming here if they don't have Bryce?
Probably not.
Not coming here. Wheeler's probably not. You know, yeah. Like,
it's different. It's different.
It's different. I mean, he is the face of the team.
I know he is. The face of a team that hasn't yet won it. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls and all this. Top five Phillies last 25 years. It is quarter century week. Does Bryce Harper deserve an automatic spot? When we come back, we do have a great prize to give away that I forgot to tell you about in this segment. We'll do that as soon as we get back. It's all on me. I got caught up in the Utley.
Q's clues, man. Yeah.
No, it was the Utley thing. It got my brain all, you know, messed up. All right, we got a great prize to give away. That will tell you about Q's Clues coming up in the next segment. And the Commanders made a move yesterday. Does it impact the NFC East? And how seriously are we taking the Washington team? That's coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.